The Adventure of Captain Courage. Being the first in the Monday through Friday entries transcribed from the log of the ship Falcon. We invite you to join us each evening at this time as we present the story of an American sailing captain and his ship, whose cargo is action, intrigue, and romance, as it burns across the pages of America's sailing history. And now, starring Ted DeCorsia, we present The Adventure of Captain Courage.
This being the first entry to be read from the log of the schooner Falcon. 2nd October, 1810, Long Wharf, New Bedford. She is as ready as she might be. We could wish for a new set of sail. Those we have are as patched as a mate's work trousers. But we'll have to do. She's not pretty to look at, being in need of paint and general outfitting. But with our first cargo in 6 months, we'll have enough money to put her in top shape. To make her what she really is. The fastest and best schooner on the Atlantic seaboard. All going well, today my mate, Mr. Bragg, will be signing up the crew. The weather is moderate, a pleasant breeze and cloudy. Christopher Courage, master. I don't like the look of those rattlings, Mr. Bragg.
Aye, Captain. I don't either. But that's not convincing the outfitters to give us new rope.
Can't you get just a little out of Marlin? Hard money's what they want, Chris. Are you going ashore?
Yes.
Well, you might stop by and see what you can do. They told me no more credit. And we need topsail sheet blocks, quarter blocks, about 40 fathoms of cable, not to talk about carpenter tackle and provisions. And the sails. Oh, Chris, the first gale we hit...
We've got this far, Tom. We'll make out. So stop your howling and see what you can dig up for a crew. I'll be at Marlin's on Water Street if you want me.
A crew. And what am I supposed to offer him for pay?
I don't care what you offer him. Get me a crew, mister.
Hey, you.
You calling me?
I ain't talking to the wind. You know of a ship in these parts looking for a good hand? I sailed bosun last voyage. Things is almighty tight now, though. Haven't felt the sea under me for nigh on to 3 months.
Well, then you're in luck, mister. I'm looking for a crew.
You? What's your ship?
Falcon, yonder.
Yeah, scurvy-looking barge. I ain't looking for a slaver nor a hog pen.
She's neither, mister.
What's your name?
Courage. Christopher Courage.
Courage. I wouldn't have judged so by the cut of you.
Now step aside, mister. I'm late for an appointment.
Walk around me, then.
Mister, I put on a clean shirt this morning. I don't want it fouled with your blood.
Oh, Captain, dear, I love you for saying that.
You shouldn't have done that, mister.
I like you better, Christopher Courage. The last man I hit like that stayed asleep for 2 days.
You need some help, Chris.
Well, thank you, Tom. Now, mister...
Will you give me a hand, Captain?
Yeah, get hold of the rope.
The water's very wet and cold this morning.
That helps to cool a man off.
I'm obliged to you. I haven't enjoyed a fight as much for a long time. I like your name, Captain. And I like you. I always wanted to serve under a man who could whip me. If you've no hard feelings, sir, will you sign me aboard?
I've no hard feelings. What's your name?
Silas Davenport. I got me papers. What though they be? Where's the Falcon bound?
I was on my way to find that out.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'd like to be with you.
Tom!
Aye, sir.
This is Mr. Davenport. You can sign him on as bosun.
Am I going to have to fight him, Bob?
Not today, mister. I had enough today.
One thing, Davenport.
Aye, sir.
As you can see, Falcon carries no guns.
Letters of mark to make a privateer come expensive these days. $20,000 it costs from the last I heard.
That's true. I want you to know the risk when we sail.
I'll take the risk. And happy, too.
Good. You can help Mr. Bragg round out the crew. I'll be back later.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hey, Captain. I'm sorry I got your shirt dirty.
Well, Captain Courage, what a pleasure, sir. Oh, you've met with an accident, sir. You're sure?
The accident happened to somebody else, sir. I must apologize for my appearance.
Oh, no apologies are necessary, sir. None at all. Sit down.
Well, thank you.
How are we progressing?
Well, the Falcon's ready to sail, as ready as she ever will be, Mr. Marlin.
Excellent.
I'd feel a sight more comfortable, though, if I had some money to...
But you haven't, Captain. I'm speculating on this voyage every bit as much as you are. The consignment has taken my last penny. The rest is up to you.
Yes. All right. What about the cargo? When do you want me to start loading?
Oh, the cargo, yes. Well, immediately, Captain, as soon as you possibly can.
Good. Now I think we'd better get down to those details you passed by when you hired me.
The details. Oh, yes. Well, I'd say that they were more in the nature of provisions than details, Captain.
Provisions?
The cargo consists of sugar, tobacco, and assorted goods. They are sacked and kegged and waiting in my warehouse. You will ask no questions about it, nor about your destination.
What? I don't understand. You hire me to carry a cargo and you won't tell me where?
As far as you and the customs authorities are concerned, you are shipping my cargo to Martinique.
Well, that's fine, but where am I really taking it?
Your sailing orders will be delivered to you 10 minutes before weighing anchor. However, I can tell you that you'll be bound for a West Indies port.
Smuggling? Now, Mr. Marlin.
Oh, I've said nothing about smuggling. Oh, believe me, sir, the cargo will be inspected and found to be in perfect order.
Hmm. Oh, that's one of the provisions, Mr. Marlin. You said there were others.
Oh, one other, Captain. Come with me, please. This is my other provision, sir. My niece, Miss Nancy Marlin. Captain Courage, my dear, you remember my speaking of him. He's in command of the Falcon.
Captain?
Miss Marlin.
She will be a passenger aboard your ship.
No, sir.
No?
I am not carrying women on my ship, Mr. Marlin. I'm sorry.
There is a distinction, Captain, between what you call women and a lady. I should be happier if you'd recognize that distinction.
Captain, consider your circumstances, if you will.
I have. I'm aware of them.
There are many ships in New Bedford and few merchants with the will to allow their cargoes to sail. Thus, we would have no problem in obtaining ourselves another captain. Am I correct, sir?
Completely, sir. So obtain yourself another captain. I've never taken a lady aboard a ship of mine, and I don't intend to start now. There's no decent cabin. You know what the Falcon is. She's a merchantman. Fast enough, but room for cargo and crew, and that's all.
Oh, I'm aware of that, but I'm sure you could somehow, during the time it takes you to load, put together makeshift quarters so that Miss Marlin would be reasonably comfortable.
Mr. Marlin, I think what you're trying to say is that if I don't agree to carry this passenger, you're no longer interested in my commission.
I should hate to put it that way, sir.
Yeah, but at the risk of hating yourself, you do put it that way.
You don't think that I'd find it any less distasteful than you, do you, Captain? I can think of traveling in far more pleasant surroundings than you have to offer.
But look here, sir.
No, you look, Mr. Marlin. I need your cargo. I need it badly. Well, you've asked me to close my eyes about my sailing orders. Now you want me to take her with me. There's enough trouble at sea between the French and English. I'm willing to take the risk with your cargo if you are, but I'm not taking the risk of your niece. I'm sorry.
Captain? I will give you and every one of your crew a handsome bonus when you make safe delivery.
Just as you said, Mr. Marlin, New Bedford is packed with sailing masters who jump at the chance of a cargo. I'd be happy to recommend two or three.
You're the man I want for the job.
I'm sorry.
Just a moment, Captain, if you please. There is the matter of a written contract between us bearing your signature. That is correct, is it not?
Tear it up.
But I do not wish to tear it up. I wish it to be fulfilled.
Not by me.
By you, Captain Courage.
Take it to the courts.
Oh, I shan't have to. It's binding. This has been proved in the courts. Do you know, sir, that I could quite easily have your master's license revoked were you to refuse compliance with your contract?
I've decided something, Mr. Marlin. I don't like you or anything you have to say.
Oh, possibly so. But we return to the matter of the contract.
What happens if I go to customs and inform them that you're falsifying the sailing orders?
I shall tell them that you're lying. Besides which, I haven't said that you're not sailing for Martinique. It's not against the authority laws to give you sailing orders when and as I please.
It's not in my contract to carry passengers.
Exactly. Neither is it in your contract that you shan't carry them. That, my dear sir, is at the discretion of the merchant. I am the merchant. I request you to carry Miss Marlin. Either that or...
When do you want me to sail?
As soon as the cargo is aboard. Oh, it should take no more than 3 days to load.
I'll take no responsibility for Miss Marlin's safety, whatever happens to her.
We both understand, Captain.
All right.
Oh, good man, good. I feel this is the beginning of a most happy relationship. And now, sir, I think a glass of wine is indicated to wish the bargain well. You'll join us?
Oh, yes, Captain. Please do.
Thank you, ma'am. No. I find it necessary to do business with your uncle, but I'll drink with whom I please. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Evening, Chris.
Where have you been? It's 8 bells.
Where have I been? Did you send me out to buy you a crew, or did you not?
And how many pints of rum did you pour into yourself?
Oh, now, Captain, it takes talk to get a crew. Friendly talk. Well, the men want to feel their mate's one of the lads. Yeah, I made him feel that. Beside that 8-man Davenport, we've got a starter of 19 and a ship's carpenter among them.
Not enough. We need 40. We sail on Friday.
Well, it's more like how many more we'll be lucky to get. I had 8 more ready to sign on till they saw our lovely Falcon, and they wouldn't have none of her.
Tom, I want 40.
Well, it won't be easy, Chris. The Falcon's no screaming beauty, the new, and there's not many good men in New Bedford to be had.
We'll find them. There's one other thing, mister.
Hey, what's that?
A passenger will be coming aboard probably Friday.
Well, that's all right.
We're going to have to... Yes?
Captain Courage, will you kindly get someone to carry my luggage to my cabin? I shall be remaining on your ship until we sail.
The Adventure of Captain Courage, starring Ted DeCorsia, is produced, written, and directed in Hollywood by Anthony Ellis and William Conrad. Listen again tomorrow night to another in the Monday through Friday entries transcribed from the log of the ship Falcon, the story of a man who filled the pages of America's sailing history with action and romance. Tomorrow night, Christopher Courage is faced with the problem of having to create living quarters aboard the Falcon for Nancy Marlin, the girl who is to have a great effect on the captain's future. This is the CBS Radio Network.